Blog Talk Radio.
So dirty. But we here today, life full of facts. Of course, it's a Boss Nova. With Street Smart Radio. We got a little dirty man from the race. He's one hit producer. That makes up. Yes, all. That's what it is. It helps us. Give us, you know, how he got here. He got going on. What can we expect next? You know, all that good stuff. So, all in all, we here in the We'll be right back. Already. We'll be right back.
But now I'm making moves. All the shit that I've been through, I was destined not to lose. They say I got a cocky style when I'm so rude. What the fuck do you expect, nigga? I'm from bad news. I ain't never, ever, ever been a type to front. So if I say that I'ma get you, consider it done. Top five unsigned, I'm second to none. Put me in a room full of goons, guaranteed I'm the hardest one. And when you see me in them streets, nigga, salute me. I put on for my city and my state, VA produced me. And if you knew me, you know that I do that. I went hard all my life, now I'm a bully with this music. I'm in my own lane. Thug and I ain't give a fuck, but now my mission ain't to beef, it's to eat, and I still don't give a fuck, nigga. What you talking about? You thought I was gonna miss, but when you see me at that free throw, all you hear is swish. Yeah, I was born with a gift, and yeah, I talk with a list. So what I did drag, I won't ever a bitch, nigga. I'm in my own lane.
We back. Street Smart Radio. What's good, Lil Duddy?
Wow, what's happening, man? This your boy, Lil Duddy, man. You already know, PBD representative, powered by Duddy, man. 808 Mafia affiliate. You did. We thugging. Already.
So you know, I already snatched that up, right? You know I had to get that. Right. I had the original. And you told me I had to go snatch it up. I had to go listen to it. I had already listened to it, but I didn't download it. So when you told me, I was like, oh, let me go run over here and snatch this up right quick. And it's right. Already been in motion. Even after I hung up the phone with you, it's been motion. I uploaded it right away. So what's good in your hood, Lil Duddy? Tell us a little bit. Like, what's good?
Man, right now, man, I got my hand in a lot of pots right now, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my man, Boucher, man. Shout out to my man, Hot Boy Turk, man. Shout out to my boy, Free BG, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't forget BG, man. Shout out to Young Jesus, man. You know what I'm saying? Trusty Practice, man. You know what I'm saying? Snow Season, produced by Lil Duddy, man. The last song on the album, man. Me, myself, and I, Lil Boucher, man. Fuck How It Turned Out, Hot Boy Turk. Back in the Bank,
already.
Hot Boy Turk, produced by Lil Duddy. Drug Addict, produced by Lil Duddy from Hot Boy Turk. She Solid, Imani, Hot Boy Turk, produced by Lil Duddy. Fully Loaded, Imani, produced by Lil Duddy. That Nigga, Imani, produced by Lil Duddy.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on, man. Another one, man. Stevie J, Trick Daddy, Zoe Dolla, and Young Dolph, man. Only Happened in Miami, man, produced by Lil Duddy.
That's just some of the
biggest hits from 2016 to now. But I can go back, too. You know what I'm saying? I can go back to the future.
Right.
To the
like that's what I was about to say. So tell us a little bit about how you got here. Like, where you started? Like, what brought you here?
Man, I'm glad you asked me that question, because today makes 7 years that I've been making beats, bro. December 28, 2010, man, I bought me a computer for $1,400, man. I ain't know nothing about making no beats. Nobody taught me nothing, bro. I got me a computer, download FL Studio, didn't know nothing about no VST, FLPs, man. I was just fresh, you feel me, in the room, just making shit. So make a long story short, come 2012, boom. You know what I'm saying? I link up with Young Thug, sent him a pack of beats. He picked that mug, called me, like, hey, bro, how much you want for that beat? I'm like, shit, man, just give me $1,700. He was like, bet. Okay, cool. So, boom. I came to Atlanta, met Waka Flocka. Didn't even know who he was. You know what I'm saying? Met Southside, Les Luger, we all in his basement. This
like,
was
that's
Waka.
How it go, though.
Different.
Like, you just be running. When you down in Atlanta,
right.
You just be running into people like that.
Right, then before Waka even started rapping, it was me, Southside, and Les Luger. We was like the only three, you know what I'm saying? And Waka was just freaked out, and he was saying some shit like, "Hey, Mafia, whatever." And Southside was like, "What the fuck you just say?" And he said it again. He was like, "Oh, shit, I'm about to run with it." So Waka really told Southside to just take that 808 Mafia shit and just run with it, man. We just built the empire.
And that's what I'm about to say, and y'all did exactly that.
Man, shout out to everybody. It's not one day that I don't run into somebody from
808 Tukwam. Like, dead ass. Y'all,
I mean,
everywhere. Like,
but yeah, let me say this though. It's a lot of folk that false claiming 808 and shit, man. Like, if you ain't got the stamp from me, Southside, or Tarantino, or TM88, boy, you is not in the mob, bro. It done came to the point where Cap One Southside Daddy fucking with a nigga, dog. Like, straight up, man. So, shout out to everybody in the mob, bro.
So, this is one question I have to ask. When you're out in public, you've been in public, have you had any moments where people notice who you are? Like, that's Lil Duddy right there, yo. That's what, you know, your fan, like, have you had that fan moment that make you feel like, damn, this is what I'm doing it for? Like, have you experienced that yet?
I can say no on that, but a kind of slight yes, because, like, I can be somewhere by myself, and I can just be stuck and all just minding my business, but by myself, and somebody be like, damn, don't I know you? I'm like, shit, you probably seen me on 106th and Park one time, because I did go on 106th and Park with my senior school and shit. And I did Freak Out Friday.
Yeah,
so they were back in 2006, and then I fucked around and missed one, and then I went back and I did the Freestyle Friday, you know what I'm saying? I lost that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, so I be getting folks sometimes be like, now, do I know you or whatever? But I ain't never had nobody, oh my God, let me get an order. I ain't never had that shit though, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a regular nigga.
Right.
I don't even be trying to, like, aim for that shit, bro. I just humble myself, bro, and keep God first and just do music, dog. All that fame and all that shit gonna come, but I ain't in it for that.
Let me ask you a question. Another question. Is there any artist that you would like to work with, that you're trying to work with?
Oh, man. Shit.
I mean, because your catalog is already tight. But I'm saying, is there anybody that you haven't worked with?
I got five in particular artists I want to work with. I want to work with Snoop Dogg. Do they have to be rapper or they can be producers?
Nah, they can be anybody. They can be producers, you know, artists, composers.
I want to do some shit with Snoop Dogg, Tyler Perry, Denzel Washington, Dr. Dre, and shit, man. I want to do some shit with Will Smith. I know this goddamn some music answers
nice.
And shit, but man, look, they slick do music too now, as you know it. So I want to just fuck some people. I didn't know it though, man. But I definitely want to do some shit with Dr. Dre. I definitely want to do something with Dre, dog. Shout out to Aftermath, man. For real, for real.
Already. Well, right now we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. We got that little daddy. Turk.
You did. Thuggin'.
Matter of fact, I'm going to let you introduce this joint. Go ahead.
Shit, what joint you playing?
The Turk remix. Fuck How It Turned Out remix.
Why, what it do, man? This boy Lil Dirty right now. You finna tune in to Hot Boy Turk featuring Kodak Black. Fuck How It Turned Out remix produced by yours truly, Lil Dirty PBD. Let's get it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nigga,
nigga, fuck I turn out, fuck I turn out, fuck I turn out, nigga, fuck I turn out, fuck I turn out, fuck I turn out, fuck I turn out, wait, hold up, nigga, fuck I turn out, fuck I turn out, fuck I turn out, nigga, fuck I turn out, fuck I turn out, fuck I turn out, fuck I turn out, wait. They hate me cause I'm grinding mad cause a nigga shining. Rather see me in a pen, I let them see my diamond. Running up a check, you niggas way behind me. Turk and Imani, them the riding bottom. Bitch, I'm popping, ain't no stopping me from climbing. Took off like a rocket on you niggas, I ain't lying. Speaking on another nigga issue, I'm declining. I'm on my own business, nigga, I don't have no clown. I'm trying to make my neck 100,000 in 1 hour. In another country, time different from ours. Getting foreign money, shit different from ours. To me, you niggas funny, straight pussy, power. I don't like none of you niggas being honest.
Wait, hold up.
Fuck how it turn out, nigga. That's a promise.
Wait, hold up.
Fuck how it turn out, nigga. I'm about that drama.
Wait, hold up.
Fuck how it turn out, nigga. Another comma.
Wait,
nigga. Fuck how it turn out. Fuck how it turn out. Fuck how it turn out, nigga. Fuck how it turn out.
Fuck how it turn out.
Fuck how it turn out.
Fuck how it turn out. Wait, hold up.
Nigga, fuck how it turn out. Fuck how it turn out. Fuck how it turn out, nigga. Fuck how it turn out.
Fuck I turn out,
fuck I turn out,
fuck I turn out, wait, hold up.
I ain't even got to run, it's more deeper out. Say we beefing, I ain't tweeting, I'm too G for that. I don't drink too much to lean, might catch a sleep attack. I don't love you bitches, I cannot get deep attack. I'm feeling no 1800 block, I'm feeling the bottom. I ain't got to drop it, yeah, I drop a nigga like an album. Ain't got to be a singer, but I still release him. I'm in the Thunderbird, slime with a desert eagle. I'm the thug, I was a baby with a desert eagle. Ain't no bloodshed, catch it with my red Adidas. Ain't no bloodshed, catch it with my red smoke. Ain't no blood, put a green beam on the knee. Heartbreak kid, nigga, hot boy, Kodak. Still fuck with me before that, all you niggas know that. Free little turkey, caught 30, 40, got a 30, yeah. Bought the building with the tool, watch that helmet go back.
Nigga, fuck how it turn out. Fuck how it turn out. Fuck how it turn out. Nigga, fuck how it turn out.
Fuck how it turn out.
Fuck how it turn out.
Fuck how it turn out. Wait, hold up.
Nigga, fuck how it turn out. Fuck how it turn out. Fuck how it turn out. Nigga, fuck how it turn out.
Fuck how it turn out.
Fuck how it turn out.
Fuck how it turn out. Wait, hold up.
We're bad. We got a little dirty.
Yeah, man, what it do, mafia. What it do, man? What's your status right now?
Ladies want to know what's your status out there. Single, married, looking for somebody, just chilling.
Man, I got a beautiful girl right beside me, man. Y'all follow her on Instagram, Boss Lady K5187, man. Y'all go follow her.
Y'all heard that? So don't be out here. Don't be out here trying to. Hold on. Let me spell it out now.
BossLadyK5187, man. Go follow that Instagram
y'all
page right now. Hey, man. Y'all go follow me too. Lil Dutty PBD. LILDUTTYPBD. That stands for Power by Dutty.
So, hey, y'all don't be out there trying to fill on Lil Dutty. You heard what he said. So let me ask you this question. So what was your first record that, well, your first beat that you put out, your first prospossession beat that you put out?
Oh, man. Talking about my notice one or just something I just threw out?
Your notice one. Like, what put you on? What was the beat that put you on?
The beat that put me on, man, I have to say Young Thug, man. I have to say Young Thug, bro. You know what I'm saying? The Danny Glover, dog. I have to say Young Thug, bro. I have to say that.
Okay.
That was late 2012, early 2013. And then, you know, Nicki Minaj got on the remix. So shout out to Nicki Minaj, man. Hey, she the fucking underdog in the game, man. You can't deny her, bro.
Already. We got a couple of tracks. We stay spinning her tracks. She's just unstoppable. But
back to you.
Like, I've been seeing you. I've been seeing you. Like I said, I told you I've been following you for a little minute. You know, I've been seeing you moving. Like, how is it, you know, how do you maintain your relationship? Like, is your girl right there with you in the studio? Like, how does that work out? Like, how often are you in the studio?
Bruh, sometimes she hates the shit. And sometimes she love it, but she mostly love it because she know a nigga grinding, getting it from the mud, dog. Like, bruh, I motherfucking wake up, dog, straight to them beat, bruh. Straight to them beat, bruh. Like, I make a living off this shit. You know what I'm saying? I feed my family off this shit, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no 9-to-5, nigga. This my 9-to-5. Matter of fact, this my 24/7, dog. Like, this what I do every day. So she does supporting the nigga, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Take a nigga to the BMI Award. You know what I'm saying? Going out of town with a nigga. All that shit, bro. She right there with me. Like, how Turk wife with him. You know what I'm saying? My girl with me 24/7. And the kids, bro. When you see me,
as
you see her.
Be, though.
You see
as
her,
it should
you see
be.
Me. Yeah, man. So shit, dog, man. Any nigga out there.
How many kids you got?
You got to support that shit, man. Say that again.
How many kids you got?
I got two girls, man, a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old, man.
Okay.
Yeah, dog.
Okay, nice. Little girl. Look, I got a little girl, too. She 9 years old, running around all the time.
Salute.
Trust me, I already know.
Salute.
Yeah,
salute.
But I salute you. You know, one of the reasons why I brought you here, I told you, is because a lot of the time, the producers, the composers, the engineers, they don't get credit. You know, for the work, they don't get the highlights. They
really don't, man, because, like, the producer, man, it's more hard for us than the artist. I feel like the artist got it easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we going to do our part to the T. Only thing we got to do is make beat, but we more like the manager, the A&R, the CEO, all that. We got to put the beat together, put the shit out there, register the motherfucker, all that, man. We got to do all that shit, bro. And it's sad to say, man, like, some of these producers out here ain't getting paid for their work, and they put out good music. I know a fucking 13-year-old from fucking Australia. I'm saying to myself, like, damn, them niggas fired at me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to goddamn give credit when credit is due, because I ain't going to lie. All my beats ain't fire, bro. I'd be lying if I sit here and say, man, every beat I make fire. Man, that's bullshit, bro, because I might like some shit. You might not like it. You might like some shit. I'd be like, man, that ain't it. You know what I'm saying? So it can go either or, bro.
Right.
It can go
And that's why I brought you here, because, like I said, it's like you always hear about the artist getting Grammy, you know, the feature getting Grammy, but you never hear about, you rarely hear about the producer, you know. And for a minute, I heard your name floating around. I started following you. I never knew who you was. Like, I've always listened to the songs that you've made. No lie. Never even knew that it was you until I started doing my research. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hey, this is the same guy that makes some of the same hits that I'll be walking around this house bebopping to, you know, just all the time.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So
yeah, man.
It's
crazy.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Brother. I be saying to myself, like, damn, dog, like, I done put out all these platinum hits, Grammy-nominated hits, and I ain't really just got my credit like that or just got noticed. But, man, you know, I feel like your time will come. You know what I'm saying? So, man, shout out to Hot Boy Turk, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the first dude in 2017 that actually just reached out. You know what I'm saying? Like, just reached out because I was already reaching out to him and shit. Then, you know, BG, that's my cousin, man. You know what I'm saying? We cousin, but shout out to BG, man. Free BG, he coming home soon. So, I linked up with Turk, man. I just kept DMing him and going on his live and shit, man. Came across the email, sent him a game of beat and shit. And, you know, he just replied back and just started fucking with me, man. Got me on 3 albums. Finna be number 4 on the 31st, so I can't count that, it's safe to say, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kodak Black jumping on the remix, fucking with me. Shout out to Waka Flocka, man, for reposting that shit, fucking with me. Jeezy, Boosie, everybody, man, that support a real nigga, dog, straight up.
And what's crazy is these are some of the same people that I'm promoting for. Like, Turk, his brother, I know his brother. And that's how I got the original Fuck How It Turned Out track, because his brother hit me up with the day that it dropped, the very night that it dropped. He hit me up 2 hours before, and he said, hey, we need to get on a radio station. I need to bring Turk on. So we jumped on the phone the next morning. I said, what it do? He said, I need to get him on there. He was like, he on tour right now. Like, the conversation, you know, it was kind of hard because Turk even was calling back and forth because he was on tour. Him and his wife was on tour. So when I saw you and I came across you, it was like, wait a minute, this is the, I'm finished, go straight to the source. I need to go straight to the producer, you know, because he going to have a reel. He going to tell us how, you know, give us the scoop on the inside. And that you are doing, trust and believe, you are not disappointed. Now, I respect you very much for your work, your talent. I mean, you're a very talented person. I'm going to give props to my dude, just like you said. And like I said, some of the greatest, if y'all look them up, Lil Dirty, 808, Trust and Believe.
Hold on. I don't mean to cut you off. It's Lil Dirty PBD, but that's what my producer credit gonna say, because that's what a lot of people know me from the 808 Mafia shit.
But it really
Lil Dirty PBD. But if you put in Lil Dirty 808, it's still going to link you to my Instagram and all that. You know what I'm saying? So it's Lil Dirty PBD.
And that's exactly how I found you. I Googled you. That guy tell you something. I Googled you and found you. And all of it was
I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, my Google search, man, getting to the point where Wikipedia and Genius, they reaching out to me. You know what I'm saying? They trying to get Turk, Fuck How It Turned Out lyrics and put it on their website. You know what I'm saying? Turk, if you listening, bro, Jenny just hit me up, man. They, you know what I'm saying? They trying to fuck with us and shit. You feel me? And also, man, I'm trying to get on the WSL freshman, bro. And I'm gonna be the first one to say this.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I'm gonna be the first one to say this. WSL, y'all listening or anybody that got contact with WSL, man, tell them they need to do a fucking freshman producer list. You know what I'm saying? It could be freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, vet, general. It could be whatever. They need to have the top 10 hot producer on a cover, bro. Like me, Southside, Metro, Boomer, Sonny, Digital, Beethoven, Honorable C-Note, we all been trying to push this, bro. So if they not trying to pursue this shit, I'm going to be the first to say, man, WSL, man, get 10 of the hottest producer on that cover. And I want to be one of them. You know what I'm saying? So y'all fuck with me.
Already,
man.
And I can see it.
Yeah,
definitely,
man, we
up
need
there,
that, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
And we did.
Definitely
yeah, we
up there.
Need, we damn sure need, like, the best producer in fucking a category when it comes to these awards, bro, because, like, you see Jay-Z, Beyonce, they getting an award, but it's like people just counting out the producers. I ain't going to call no name, but I'm just going to say people just counting out the producers, man. Like, we need our goddamn credit, too. You
right.
Like, it ain't so much about, it ain't so much about the money, because the producer really want their credit. Fuck the money. The money going to come regardless. If the shit go platinum, BMI, you got your business in order, that shit going to come. We just want to be in some category and win some awards and shit, be like, damn, okay, this is what I worked it hard for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the shit,
right,
that's
right.
The shit that we need, bro. So when Sonny Digital made that little statement on Instagram and Southside and Metro Boomin made that statement, I kind of like to relate to that shit. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just speak on this shit a little more, because maybe they'll listen to me too. You feel me? So I put a video.
And I'm not even a producer, and I've been saying that. I just manage artists, and I've been saying that for a while. Like, because of me managing artists and me coming in close contact with a lot of the producers and being in the studio and working behind the scenes, I'm like, damn, man, these producers do not get the credit that that's due to them.
They don't.
They really don't.
No, they don't. They don't. They don't.
So, yeah, we'll be right back. We're going to go to break. Hold tight. We'll be right back. We're going to go to break. Stay locked. We got Cashed Off for everybody. Street Smart Radio. All
right.
Commission. Commission.
Hey, ladies, have you ever had to call one of these little hood rats? And is she trying to act like you don't know who the fuck your nigga is? Man, these bitches have lost their mind. Don't do that. Yeah. She gonna say something.
Listen, don't hit my line. Why my number in your nigga shit?
What?
You wasting your time.
You waiting on me.
Probably should have asked that.
I
nigga
did.
Bitch. Probably wasn't fucking that
bitch.
Probably want a bad bitch in this life. I mean, how the fuck am I supposed to know? I mean, you said that he was your nigga,
you
right?
You know that.
Cousin is dead.
Dead.
You heard what I said, bitch. Cousin is dead.
Dead.
These new niggas don't know how to.
Know how to.
They in and out of everybody.
No right ass.
Never trust no nigga, bitch. All these niggas kind of fit. Baby girl, when you gon' learn that it's not your nigga shit?
Oh, yeah, you know what time it is.
Got his brain on it. Don't nothing move till I sign shit. You might as well be my side bitch.
You probably want to be quiet, miss, because I ain't never ever been tried, sis. That nigga don't even know you. No contact, no photos. Never seen him in the daylight. Do you know what the nigga really look like?
Oh, I don't care.
Thought you were winning some now. Sonny, you bitch, you my child.
Nah, you
living tall. You need to polish up, babe. Basic shit, I don't allow. And that nigga about to get his too. Just as soon as I'm done with you. Cause them other niggas might be for everybody, but I'm who that motherfucker belong to. So get it right, bitch. I'm wife, bitch. And can't none of y'all hoes replace me. You proud to be this nigga cum rag. Hold you down bad and you crazy. Gon' knuckle up cause I fight for mine. Yo, pussy petty, you wasting time. Seasonal, part time. Get fucked up fucking with mine, you little bitch.
Okay, teacher.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck is you talking about?
Who the hell is Tiana, Tommy?
Tiana who?
Oh, you dumb now? You know who I'm talking about.
I don't know no fucking Tiana, man.
We're back. Little Nutty, 808. Little Daddy, PPD,
what it do? What it do? We back, we live. You did.
So let me ask you a question. When did you know this would be? When did you know this would be your profession? Like, this is what you wanted to do. I'ma stop. That's it. Like, this is it.
Shit, when I first started making beats, but I can honestly say when I first started making money off the shit, it was like 2012. That's when I said, man, fuck a job, fuck everything else, nigga. We just finna goddamn thug it out on them beats, and that shit been paying off ever since then, dog. Like, straight up.
So since you've been out here, is there anybody that was running with you or have been running with you that you've lost and you wanna, you know, you've dedicated some of your tracks to? Tell us about that.
Repeat the question again.
Is there anybody out there that, you know, you've lost that ran with you or been around in your crew and that, like, speaking of, I'm talking about in depth, man, that's not ran outside your circle. Have you lost and you wrote something raw for, like, made a beat something raw for?
Oh, man, I have to say Bankroll Fred and Dunk, man. You know what I'm saying? Slim Duncan, bro. Like, I lost two of the greater people that were a part of my life. Oh, man, and Dobie. I can't forget about Dobie, man. R.I.P. Dobie, man. I never did no work with Dobie, but I sent him some beats, man. He was on the back and said he was going to get on it, but unfortunately, man, got killed, dog. So, man, rest in peace, Dobie, man. Shout out to the whole CBM, man, Cold Block Music, man. Yeah, dog. Shout out to Street Money Worldwide, everybody, dog. Shout out to Brick Squad Monopoly, dog. Bankroll Fred, Slim Duncan, Dobie. You did.
Alrighty, Bankroll. He one of my favorites too. When I was down there in the A, because that's where I started my radio career. I actually started. That's when this guy named Ray Daniels and Deb Anthony had a radio station before B100. Had a radio station
right
together.
Still got it,
so that's where I started.
Shout out to Monty Dell, so, man. Yeah, Deb Anthony, man. Midday Entertainment, man. B100
yep.
Radio. That shit still moving and grooving, bro.
Yep. Already, so I was down there working with them. They had on Fridays, they used to have open mic Fridays at the radio station, and I was one of the promoters to bring all the artists in. I was the A&R. That's when Pee Wee was there, Nicholas Mentor was there, all of us was there. We was all in, and that's when I was bringing the artists in, and they would, you know, had an open mic session. Then Deb went and started B100, and Mook B started New Radio. I was down at New Radio for a minute, too, in the morning. So, you know, I done had my share of the scene down there, working with all them Bankroll, Shorty Lowe, Mook B, Miss Deb, all of them. Like, you know, especially, like I said, you work behind the scenes in these studios with these artists, you actually do your job as a manager, and you be in the studio with the artists, you experience, you know, you get to meet the producers, the executive, you meet all of them, you know, and it's all, for me, it's always been all business. I've learned when I come across people, I grab them up, you know, take them up under my wing, and I work. That's how I am. I'm a working person. So that's when I came across you. You see, since we met, we've been working, like, since me and you came across each other. I've been out here with the
right, and it ain't even been a solid week. It only been a couple of days and shit. And look how shit already planning out. Shit going, man, shoot.
Hell
man,
yeah.
Shit going smooth as fuck, bro. Like, straight up.
That's right. And that's what you got to do. It's like, when you come across, and see me, I'm the type of person that you respect. You got to learn how to respect some people that you come across, you know. And
exactly.
Me, I'm not the type that get, you know, celebrity shocked anything. I look at it as if, oh, like, you know, dang, this is one of the, it's a pleasure, you know, to meet somebody like
mm-hmm.
you that's out here. And to actually to, I thank you very much for coming on Street Smart, too, because you didn't have to. And you've been saying every day, you gave me your number, you've kept in touch with me, like, yo, I'm coming on, like, it's going down, I just want you to know, it's
man,
going
I'm
down.
Man, I'm for real about
so
that
I
shit, bro, like,
definitely
I don't, like, hold on,
that.
Yeah, right, I don't mean to cut you off, but man, I'm straight for real about this shit, I don't mind padding out my number, bro, because I'm a humble-ass nigga, like, most rappers or producers, they won't respond back in the DM and whoop and all that, man, fuck all that, I'm responding to everything. I don't give a fuck if you a female, man. You want some beats or what? You trying to work, man? Fuck all that. Trying to holler at you type
already.
Shit. Man, I ain't on that shit, bro. I'm about working, dog. I don't give a fuck who you is.
Mm-hmm.
Have your money and be serious, dog. Like, straight up. I work with anybody, man. I work with anybody budget. But 2018, man, they better come with it, bro. Because, nigga.
Right.
It's finna go.
Right.
It's
and
finna
that's
go
the same
down,
thing
bro.
I said.
It's finna be. It finna be $2,000 for a fucking beat collab, and it finna be $10,000 for one beat. If you ain't got it, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Hey, I don't give a fuck if I don't make no money, nigga. That's my price in 2018, for real.
And y'all hear that, right? Y'all heard it here first.
Yeah, $2,000 for a beat collab. One beat collab for one beat. No ifs, and buts. I ain't going down. If anything, I go up. If you ain't got it, don't fuck with me. Get your money up and come back. I ain't doing that. Oh, wait to Friday shit. Man, fuck all that. You either got it now or you don't. If you don't, nigga, you waste my time.
Hey,
you're
your
getting
budget
blocked.
Ready. For real.
You did.
For real.
You
I
did.
Have time for that.
You did. I don't give a fuck if you come at me with a stack for a collab. I work with you because you keeping it G. You got motherfucker
yeah.
8,500 for a goddamn beat. I'd be like, okay, I'll scratch my head a little bit. Okay, I'll let you ride with a little 1500 because you're keeping it G. You trying to pay now. But you talking about wait till Friday or tomorrow, nigga, block. Hey, block, nigga. Fuck that. But I make it clear, bro. Like, I post shit on my Instagram, dog. Like, nigga, you ain't trying to pay right now.
I feel you, though.
Get the fuck on, nigga. Yeah, be PayPal ready.
Some
bro.
Of these
you
motherfuckers out here is frauds, too. They just be wanting to. You know, be up in your space, be up in your shit.
Trying to
that's
get your attention and all
you
that shit.
Nothing.
Man, look, they only got a couple of days. Today, the 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, nigga, they only got 3.5 days. Not even that. If you ain't got down and place your slot or whatever, nigga, don't even bother hit me on January 1st. Time or something. Oh, I got 10 bands. Yeah, I take them 10 bands, you got it then. But you talking about, oh, man, I only got a couple of dollars. Man, fuck all that, you broke ass nigga.
So let me ask you a question. Do you plan on going on tour anytime soon? Like, you know, any collabs
yeah,
or interesting
yeah.
collabs you got coming up?
Yeah, we're going to do that Gigi tour coming up. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no date for that. And we got that
okay.
Bougie tour coming up. We ain't got no date for that. Oh, but that Fuck Out Turn Out tour, man, that shit already moving and grooving, bro. You know what I'm saying? Turk was just
okay.
in Kentucky. Unfortunately, I couldn't make that. But, you know, we on the road, man. Shout out to Turk, man. Oh, shout out to the Breakfast Club, too, man. They fuck with a nigga. Shout out to DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy, and Angela Yee, man. They fuck with me, man. I fuck with the Breakfast Club hard as hell, bro. Straight up. But, yeah,
already,
man, the Fuck Out Turn Out tour coming soon. And I'm about to try to put my little tour together, man, the PBD tour. You feel me?
Definitely. You got to keep us in on that because, you know, Street Smart, we going to be right there with you all the way.
Oh, all
right. We going to have
man.
The coverage.
I appreciate y'all for messing with me, dog. I appreciate y'all for messing with me. I
trust
really do.
And believe. We got your back completely because we about to be moving around, too. We about to be state, you know.
Right.
We finna get it in ourselves. So, you know, the little interviews we've been trying to get in, yeah, I hope you're getting them in. You're here right here
right.
first because we finna
right.
move. And once we move, it's no holds barred. We don't want to hear nothing. Look, like Lil Dirty said, have your budget ready.
Exactly, man. But, hey, man, let me ask you a question, man. We need to take some of these callers, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you got a couple callers on the line and want to ask you something, man. Take a couple callers so I can talk to these people.
Actually, the callers is probably tuning in. They're streaming directly from the webpage.
Right.
It's blocked off right now. It's just me and you with this good interview.
Right.
We got this good cut in. But the streams are, I mean, the stats don't lie, baby. Well, I got the stats. They here.
Yeah,
yeah, they
you
here.
Show me
the stats is there.
I want to see them numbers. You did.
Already. Trust and believe. I'm going to have them to you. And
okay.
Hold tight, because when we come back, I got one more outro from you. Cold hard beat from you right now. We got Big Roll Fresh, Lil Wayne, Juvenile, and Turk Hot Boy Remix. We'll be right back.
Come through looking like the old me. White t-shirt and Jabot jean. Smoking OG, I'm a OG. Sipping codeine, I'm a whole fiend. Been a hot boy since 14. Gotta get my money up by all means. You can sell right by the Walgreens. I'm 14, having RGs. Sound real hard, real, real, real hard on a broke ass nigga, then steal his bra. She had me with the teardrop on my face. I told that bitch these tears were dry. Got a big ass house, got cameras everywhere. Big ass cars, I don't know what I'ma wear. Even if I change, the game don't change. A pimp gon' be a pimp and a hoe gon' be a self. So I leave, nigga, my click about it. Cocaine cowboy, nigga, like howdy. Codeine drop, tell them boys I got it. Dick make your bitch do the jokes, sweet Johnny. Hot boy, tune, show the hot girls love me. My click braids, everybody clutching. Everybody cuffing, everybody muddy. Stunning out around, but everybody stunning. Bitch, I'm ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, Juvie. That's still my big brother. Always told me I was the best in music, yeah. Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga, Lil Weezy. I'm still the best rapper. I ain't hungry, nigga, I'm greedy, yeah. Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, free B Jizz. That's still my big brother. Been getting locked up since we was little, damn. Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga, Young Turk. Like January the first law.
Come through looking like a dope dealer. I ain't telling none of y'all broke, nigga.
None of y'all.
At the truck spot where we post, nigga.
Get it.
I'ma get a mansion and a boat, nigga.
Get it.
Ferragamo frames and a coat, nigga.
Fresh.
For a girlfriend, she's a gold digger. One thing gon' need is no nigga. Bought an AMG Benz cause it go quicker. Fresh in the VIP, lit up. Fuck a nigga try to get hit up. All I tell you, get one call, nigga.
Call
I ain't heard no bitch, y'all nigga.
Hello?
Instagram sign line full of y'all bitches. Y'all nigga on the fish trying to act a fish. You a pussy head nigga and I know it, nigga.
I know it.
You a pussy head nigga and you short, nigga. Follow
hey.
Real hard, real, real, real
what
hard. Don't even like the fat, no, I'm playing with the fat.
What?
Had the motherfucker all set white, then the head paint, motherfucker black. How you love that? Ballin' like a motherfucking hot boy, like in 98, nigga. How you love it? Drippin'. Young nigga, ballin' like made him. Movin'. All these hoes in up.
Hey.
Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, Drippin'.
Drippin'.
Stick it to the G, go 400 beats more, y'all nigga, now we do it.
Hey.
Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga, Lil Weezy.
Weezy.
Feelin' like Birdman and meet you. Block out like that, nigga, we eat.
What you bang, bro?
Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga, be Jubin'.
Jubin'.
Chompin' in the street, I'm the motherfuckin' made man. Y'all pussy niggas in the middle.
In the middle.
Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga, y'all third. Y'all nigga thuggin' ass first.
I'm Mr.
Y'all. If you know Turk, know I'm a thug, nigga.
Thug,
don't talk, I'm a jig, let the slug hit him.
Slug hit him.
Ride with a trunk full of go get him. Choppers with a scope, ain't no miss. Fresh out the feds on the same shit.
Same shit.
Word on the street, I'm dangerous.
I'm dangerous.
Got the fuck nigga at home, can't shit.
Can't
now I'm going for the niggas that he hang with.
Hang with.
Walk around pockets on bank roll. Tryna tell me be cool, but I stay froze.
Stay froze.
I don't fuck with these niggas, I'm so low. If you're waiting on a nigga, you'll stay broke. Got a hot girl, do what I say so. Big ass booty, think it's fake though.
Fake though.
Make a lot of money, try to make more. Just tryna get in like a gate code. Wine feeding my son, we'll get the job done. Put the nigga, tell him don't try me.
And
after I hit him, throw the burner in the river. If they find it, I know they gon' hide me.
I know they
9 years in the pen, can't go back in, but I still scream free BG. Look at the money, I done said still grown, so it's fuck. Who don't fuck with me, hot boy, nigga.
Ball like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, Juice. Stick it to the G code, 400 beats mode, y'all nigga know how we do it. Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga Lil Weezy. Feelin' like Birdman to meet you. Block out lights out, nigga, we eat.
What you did?
Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga be jugglin'. Choppin' in the city, I'm the motherfuckin' made man, y'all put the niggas in the middle. Ballin' like a hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga, Young Turk. Young nigga thuggin' ass first. Young nigga puttin' in work.
Everything I gotta come from street money. 14 nigga fucking with 03 money. Old nigga still about it, don't sleep on him. Blindfold on your niggas, I don't see nothing. It's a new Jack City, no G money. I run for it, run for it, I'ma keep running. I'm a fighter, gotta kill me like 300. If you're learning G code, you can eat from it. Good work and low price, that's a quick flip. Might take about 5, maybe 6 trips. I keep my hand on the money all day. And when I don't, I got it on a thick bitch hip. Got an ordinary 9 with a big clip. No time for the small, just a big shit. I can't smoke cause I'm on probation. It'd be a couple more months for the shit lifts. I'm flying at the Goodyear blimp. Can't lie, it's been a good year, pimp. Y'all monk ass niggas like Chip. You wanna see a hot boy, I'm him. Ballin' like a hot boy, I'm a hot boy, I'm a hot boy, I'm 400. Ballin' like a hot boy, I'm a hot boy, bling bling, more money, more stunt.
Hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, tune. 500 degrees, nigga, 500 degrees. Hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, hot boy, nigga, little weed. From a hot boy to a fight, man, I think I hear someone screaming, hold up.
We back. Street smart. We back. Little Duddy.
Hey. Hey, what's happening? What's happening, man? It's your boy Little Duddy PBD, man. Y'all need beat. Y'all need VAT collab. Y'all DM me, man. Stairs and choirs only. At Little Duddy PBD on Instagram. Once again, at Little Duddy PBD on Instagram. LILDUTTYPBD. On Instagram. Shared and quiet only. You must be PayPal ready before January the 1st. After that, price is going up. You did.
Already, already. Once again, we thank you for coming through. We also thank you for them great drops you sent in for our radio station. Shout out to Lil Duddy, PPD, for them drops. Street Smart, he definitely did that. We got one coming up right now. And, is there anything you want to say to your audience before we leave?
Hey, man, I just want to give one advice to up-and-coming producer, man. I forgot to say that earlier, man. Believe in yourself, follow your heart, keep God first, invest in yourself, and save money, and don't be scared to, you know what I'm saying, reach out to artists. Don't be scared to slide in the DM. That's what it's there for. Don't be scared to walk up on these people. You know what I'm saying? Just be professional, bro, and just be you, and don't dick ride and try to, ride a nigga wave and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, create your own lane, your own brand, bro. And eventually somebody gonna recognize you, dog. Straight up.
Alrighty, thanks for that good word. We definitely need that more often. Not too many of them out there doing that, so we definitely respect you for that. And we definitely thank you for tuning in to Street Smart Radio out there. Thank you for this wonderful interview. We out.
You did. We stuck in YNT tomorrow, PBD Empire. No, he playing it. He playing it. That's the one I'm